The World This Week, Business.
Joe Biden is reportedly contemplating a $3 trillion bill on infrastructure and education. The president has said his American Rescue Plan will be ambitious, but the size of the price tag on top of the $1.9 trillion stimulus package has rekindled concerns about an overheating economy and inflation. Larry Summers, an economic guru in the Clinton and Obama administrations, warned Democrats and Republicans that they were being irresponsible, saying that America risks a dramatic fiscal-monetary collision. Deliveroo's forthcoming IPO could see it valued at up to £8.8 billion, that's $12 billion, based on the upper range at which it intends to price its shares. That would make it London's biggest stock debut since Glencore in 2011. Amazon holds 15.8% of the food delivery service, which will fall to 11.5% after the IPO. Baidu's secondary listing of stock in Hong Kong was a damp squib. The tech giant follows other Chinese internet companies by listing in the city, though its shares barely rose on the first day of trading and fell subsequently. Canadian Pacific, which operates freight rail along the Canadian border and the American Midwest, agreed to buy Kansas City Southern for $29 billion. The deal creates the first rail network linking Canada, Mexico, and the United States. KCS transports goods in 10 American states and in Mexico, where its network stretches to southern ports. America's freight rail regulator must first give a green light to the merger. Pat Gelsinger, Intel's new boss, announced a turnaround plan for the world's biggest chipmaker, which has seen its share price sag. As well as making its own products, the company plans to produce more chips for other firms, a business model popularized by TSMC and Samsung. General Motors and Hyundai became the latest car makers to announce production cuts as a result of a global shortage of microchips. Those shortages, triggered by the unpredictable effects of the pandemic, may get worse before they get better. A fire at a chip plant owned by Renesas Electronics, which supplies car firms, will halt production for a month. A container ship got itself wedged across the Suez Canal, obstructing an important supply route for goods between Asia and Europe and oil from the Middle East and Russia. Around 12% of global trade passes through the canal. At 400 meters in length, the Ever Given is one of the world's biggest ships.